This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On May 23rd.
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil, returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd, only on Paramount Plus.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
Welcome back to Through the Smoke, a Miami Hurricanes football and recruiting podcast here on the 24/7 Sports Network. This is your host, Gabby Urrutia, riding solo today with no media viewing at Thursday's practice. We're going to go recruiting heavy on this podcast. And as always, this recruiting segment is brought to you by Canes Connection, the official NIL collective of the University of Miami Athletics. There's a wide range of ways that you can contribute to the success of Miami Hurricanes football and Miami Hurricanes athletics by becoming a member of the Canes Connection Collective. There's donation packages that range from $25 a month all the way up to $1,000 a month. I would encourage everyone who supports the University of Miami and Hurricanes football specifically to become a member with the promo code 247. You get 20% off your first month as a member of the Canes Connection. A lot of benefits. This is a way that you as a fan can directly support the University of Miami football program and its collection and retention of talent. It's a major, major facet of the current college football landscape. And if you want to be a part of what helps Miami continue to make the climb towards being a successful college football program, you could absolutely do so by becoming a contributor at Canes Connection. With that being said, a big recruiting weekend on deck, but we will start off here on Thursday just with the prospects that Miami has on campus for this Thursday spring practice. I don't even know what number session this is. It's probably number 11 or number 12, but a couple notable prospects that are expected in. Interior offensive lineman Gabe Smith out of Alpharetta. He is a top target for Alex Mirabal, Ed Pata, Mario Cristobal, all the guys in that offensive line room. He has long been a priority for them. Alex Mirabal went to go see him a couple times during the January contact period, and he was back on campus in January for that elite prospect day. So Gabe Smith is definitely a name to know. Another 2025 target is running back Kentrell Reinhart out of the Ohio area. He's a name that Miami offered shortly after Matt Merritt inherited the running back job. Since he took the running back job, making his way over from USF, he's someone that had a long-standing relationship with Reinhart. Reinhart, I believe, took his first ever flight to come check out Miami. He's here at practice on Thursday, alongside a couple other 2026 running back targets that I think Miami is excited about. West Boca Raton, tailback Javian Mallory, who has plenty of Power 5 options early on in his career. And the same could be said about Arthur Lewis, another 2026 running back that Matt Merritt seems to be excited about and thinks that that might potentially be a national prospect out of the Bartram Trail school in Jacksonville. Another, some 2026s that are pretty notable. Camden Portis, if that last name sounds familiar to you, that is because that is the son of former Miami and longtime NFL legend Clinton Portis. He has a son that is a cornerback, defensive back out of South Carolina in that class of 2026. So that's definitely one to kind of keep in mind. But really, all eyes are on this weekend. Last Saturday, we saw prospects like Yose Epinesa, the number 3 rated defensive lineman, make his way down to South Florida. We saw 5-star cornerback DJ Pickett, might be the top overall name on Miami's board. He made it down. Eric Winters, a top linebacker target out of the state of Alabama. Plenty more guys expected in this weekend. Let's start at the top. A 5-star linebacker, Zayden Walker, will make his 4th unofficial visit to Miami this coming weekend. He's the number 1 linebacker in the country, a top 10 player nationally out of the Peach State. Derek Nicholson has his claws deep into that recruitment, and it's going to be huge to get him back on campus. The Hurricanes are battling the likes of Georgia, South Carolina, I believe Penn State's in there, but it might be Georgia and South Carolina who provide the most resistance to Miami. The in-state Bulldogs are, of course, going to be tough to beat, but the Gamecocks can certainly make some noise on the trail as well. Zion Grady, top 247 edge out of Enterprise, Alabama, the same school as the aforementioned Eric Winters. He was kind of a surprise visitor during that January Elite Prospect Day. He's going to get back down to Miami. He also has an official visit set in the summer, so Miami is going to continue to make some progress with the star pass rusher, one-time Alabama commit there in the Yellowhammer State. So Zion Grady getting down is a pretty big deal. Miami's also going to get a pair of top-ranked wide receiver targets. Caleb Cunningham out of the state of Mississippi, one of the top, I think he's a top 5 receiver nationally for us at 24/7 Sports. And then Vernell Brown, the top 247 athlete, projected wide receiver out of the Orlando area. He's a big time prospect who has spent time on campus plenty before. Miami offered after he camped last summer during one of those 7-on-7 team tournaments, and his Orlando Jones team, I believe, either won the tournament or finished as runner-ups. I mean, they made a ton of noise, and Vernell Brown was a big reason why they had so much success during that event. And Miami has been heavily involved since, battling a ton of programs, maybe most notably Ohio State, Florida State, Florida. He's a Florida legacy, so I think that's definitely a notable visit coming down this weekend. Another top linebacker target Miami's getting back is Gavin Nix out of Bradenton IMG Academy. A big-time prospect who the Hurricanes are heavily invested in. Derek Nicholson, again, a top name on that board. Miami's looking to stack 3, potentially 4 linebackers in this class. Already got 1 in Elijah Melendez out of the Kissimmee area. He's potentially coming down this weekend, from my understanding. I think that that's still being figured out, but it sounds like Elijah Melendez might also be back this weekend. Gavin Nix is a linebacker Miami would absolutely love to pair alongside him. So Nix and Zayden Walker, 2 big time linebackers coming through. Miami will also get the top ranked safety in the country down in Trey McNutt out of Ohio. He visited in January when he was down for Battle Miami. Miami had him in, had a one-on-one, maybe more intimate time with Trey McNutt. When it got kind of crazy on Friday, I believe McNutt was on campus on Thursday, just kind of hanging around. So got to spend some time around the staff. He's returning now for, to watch a practice, potentially watch the Hurricanes go live on Saturday. So that's a notable development. Miami's also going to get a couple top offensive line targets on campus. Zaire Addison out of the Tampa area, sort of that Riverview Sumner school. He's a top 247 offensive tackle. I believe he's a top 135 overall player nationally. Miami's been invested here for a long time as well. Had him on campus last summer. I think even prior to that, got him in for a home game during the fall. He was back in January for that, Prospect Day weekend, and he will get back around the program now. And I believe, even during the January contact period with the coaches on the road, Zaire Addison was visited by Mario Cristobal, by Alex Mirabal, as many times as they were allowed to. So he's been a top priority for the staff as well. The same could be said about Max Buchanan, the interior lineman out of Sanford Seminole, that Orlando UCF type of area. Miami has another just interior lineman, potential center target that the Hurricanes have long been invested in, another one who Miami has had on campus and has had plenty of exposures to. He has that mentality, that mean streak that I think, you know, the Hurricanes, especially Alex Mirabal, highly covet. A couple of top running back targets are also expected down. Usman Khroma, he's a top, you know, big-bodied running back that Miami would love to pair alongside Gerard Pringle, who's maybe more electric, more speedy. Miami also wants to get bigger in the backfield. And Matt Merritt has some momentum building with Usman Khroma out of Lee County in Georgia. 5'11", 200 pounds. So, again, kind of checks those boxes as far as that big physical back who can run between the tackles. Miami definitely covets a body type like that. And Khroma is one of the best in the country. I believe he ran for nearly 1,800 yards and 20 touchdowns as a junior at a very good program in Lee County there. So Khroma is a big deal, and in getting him down on campus, I believe for the first time, or at least the first time as a real target, as a prospect, Miami is actually recruiting and looking to, you know, make a move with. So I think that will be a very notable visit this coming weekend. And Miami will also get Antoine Raymond, who's another running back Miami offered after Matt Merritt arrived. Played his junior season at Clearwater Academy International, originally from Canada, but had a huge, huge junior year, you know, for Clearwater Academy International. Ran for 280 yards and 3 touchdowns against Miami Columbus, who won a state title, back-to-back state titles in Florida's highest classification. He also ran for 180, I believe, against Homestead, who finished as the state runner-ups in the 3M classification. So against two Dade County powers, Antoine Raymond more than proved that he is capable of handling you know, a load of carries, and handled, you know, did a really, really good job. He's a 5'11", 195, 200 pounder. So again, kind of checks the boxes as far as what Miami's looking for in that second running back. There's going to be plenty more names to kind of keep track of, more names that maybe by the time you hear this podcast might be released, some that I've kind of been asked to kind of keep tight. You know, I think we're going to get some more notable prospects here on campus. I think one, especially on the offensive side of the ball, committed to a major SEC program who the Hurricanes have long been invested in. I would definitely keep an eye out for, you know, some more big names. It's going to be a huge weekend in South Florida. You know, Miami does these recruiting weekends as big as anybody in the country, and they do an excellent, excellent job of attracting top elite tier talent, and that will be no different here, you know, this coming weekend. So stay locked into Inside the U for all of the recruiting scoop coming out of the weekend. We will be boots on the ground here at the Schwartz Center, around the Hecht, here in Coral Gables. We will have you covered wall to wall for all of the day's recruiting events. We're always in for a surprise or two. We'll see who shows up. We'll see who we're not expecting that maybe comes through. Again, and I think it's even going to be a strong group of class of 2026 prospects that are coming in. And I know some of those guys don't move the needle. You know, we're all focused on 2025, myself included. But again, I think it's going to be an exciting group of class of 2026 prospects. A couple of top 100 talents out of the state of North Carolina, and Samari Matthews out of William Amos, and Thomas Davis Jr., a top 247 linebacker, the son of longtime Carolina Panthers linebacker Thomas Davis. So if that name sounds familiar to you, it should. This is his son, who again is going to be a junior next fall. Miami's getting him on campus. Again, Derek Nicholson, a North Carolina native, just does an excellent job on the recruiting trail. That's all I got so far to this point. Again, stay locked into the site for more of the weekend's recruiting coverages. It is just Thursday morning, so plenty of time for names and guests to be added to the expected visitors list for this weekend. But again, Miami's going to do it big, and no one will cover it better than us here at InsideTheU.com. Again, just want to shout out Canes Connection, promo code 247 for 20% off your first month. I would encourage everybody to, you know, take part in the talent acquisition and talent retention process by becoming a member of Canes Connection. Again, so many different ways to do it. I would encourage you to check out their website. It is very easy to use. It is very self-explanatory, and it provides so many different options for different tiers and levels of giving, depending on your margin and what you're able to do to help support the University of Miami football program. So again, thank you to Canes Connection for being, for partnering with Through the Smoke. You know, they have been awesome, and we're excited to continue to grow this partnership together. That's all for today. Again, stay locked into the site. We got a bunch of juice coming, and we'll catch you guys later.